Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. Now, in the 60th chapter, we learned several things that would happen in eventually to the Jewish state. Foreigners would build up the walls, and their kings will minister to you. And various things, the compassion and favor of God would be upon Israel. Gates would be open continually. This is during the millennial period. So that men may bring to you the wealth of the nations. With their kings that led the procession. For the nation and the kingdom, which is will not serve you, will perish. All the nations will utterly be ruined. Now, the kingdoms and the nations which will not serve Israel will perish in the Battle of Armageddon. That's just a matter of fact. Look it up. The glory of Lebanon will come upon you, the juniper and the box tree and the cypress together to beautify the space and the place of my sanctuary. I shall make the place of my feet glorious. The Lord Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, the Lord that saves each and every one of us, he's going to make his place, the place of his feet, glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you will come bowing to you, and all those who despised you will bow themselves at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you an everlasting pride. A joy from generation to generation you will be. You will also suck the milk of the nations and suck the breast of kings. In other words, they will have favor. Kings, people will come to Israel and bow down to the Lord of Lords. And the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, your Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I'll bring gold. Instead of iron, I'll bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. And these things tell us that God is going to do exceptionally, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask. And it goes on to say exactly what the Bible states in other places concerning the sun and the moon. You will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No longer will you have to have the sun for the light by day. Now, we relearned this in several places in Scripture, that there will be no use or reason for the sun, because God's glory, and I know this is far above your heads, my head too, it's far above all of our heads, to think about how God's glory is going to heat and cool and provide light, sunshine, vitamin D, everything. I mean, will the sun keep shining? Probably. I don't know. But the glory of God will be so bright that the sun can go down and still maintain the light of day. It's going to be quite a deal, to say the least. Now, as we get into this 61st chapter, this is something that the Messiah is going to state in the temple. Jesus quoted these words in Luke 4 and verse 18 to 19. As he read to the people in the synagogue, he stopped in the middle of the 61st chapter, verse 2, after these words. He proclaimed the favorable year of the Lord. And rolling up the scroll, he said, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Luke chapter 4, verse 21. The next phrase in 61 and 2, and the day of vengeance of our God will come true when Jesus returns to the earth. He's going to come not with grace and love and forgiveness. He's going to come with vengeance. It'll come true, the day of vengeance of our God. Read the book of the Revelation if you're not familiar. And will come true when Jesus returns to the earth again. We are now under God's favor and his grace and his mercy. But his wrath is yet to come. His wrath is what you want to escape. His wrath is what you want to avoid. His wrath is what he's going to bring with him on that great white horse coming down from heaven when he comes into the earth. That great white throne judgment, that great white horse, it's going to be a scary thing, to say the least. We're under God's favor now. And in 61, as we read this scripture, we're going to get started. Let's go ahead and read some of it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. Jesus brought good news to the afflicted, to the sick, to the lepers, to all those that were sick. He healed every single one. Everyone. The only ones that he couldn't receive as though couldn't heal are those that when he went into his hometown of Nazareth and a couple of others, that he could not, the only place he could not heal is are the places where their faith wasn't even up to par. And he could do no mighty work because of their unbelief. In other words, they were probably Democrats. They were probably people that were so far into this witchcraft and transgender and you name it, the evil of the day, of this day. And they couldn't believe God, but they probably thought that they were God. They probably thought that they had a direct line to God, but they didn't. And under this old covenant, God ordained the priests of Israel to stand between him and his people. They brought God's word to the people and the people's needs and the sins to God. Under the new covenant, all believers are priests to the Lord. They're priests of the Lord. The reading of God's word and seeking to understand it, confessing their sins directly to God, and ministering to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have the authority to be a priest. You don't have to be a Aaronic priest, part of the Aaronic priesthood, as the Mormons claim to be. This is a higher priesthood. This priesthood is predominant over every priesthood, and that's the Melchizedek priesthood. The Melchizedek priesthood is the priesthood of Jesus Christ. There is no higher priesthood, and no order higher than the Melchizedek priesthood of Jesus Christ. And we confess our sins directly to God, directly to Jesus Christ. And it's powerful, folks. It's powerful to be in that position with that much power of Jesus' name. His name, his blood, is over us, covering every sin you have. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. To proclaim liberty to the captives. How about some liberty today? Let's proclaim liberty over your life right now. Liberty from what, Brother Hansen? Liberty from sin, sickness, disease, infirmity, virtually everything that the devil has done to you. We're going to now proclaim liberty. Liberty from the devil. Liberty from what he wants to manipulate you, destroy you, and take you to hell. We're going to proclaim your liberty right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we proclaim this liberty, this power, this anointing to break every yoke and to break every bond, to break every chain off from the people right now. Chains of sickness, chains of sin, chains of addiction, chains that have wrapped themselves around and around and around the lives of those under the sound of my voice. I proclaim it. I proclaim this liberty right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free. Be healed. Be well. Be completely set free now from the devil in Jesus Christ's holy name. Thank you, Lord. Accept him now. Accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, and your God. And let him come into your heart right now. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Let me be born again. Let me receive the Spirit of God right now. And I believe that you have already received it. And I believe that he's working to will and to do of his good pleasure in your life and in your heart. I know I couldn't do it, but I know he has the ability, the power, and the Spirit to do it right now. And I believe you're set free from the devil in order to receive the hand of Christ, the heart of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We receive it. We thank you. Now, thank him. Yeah, thank him. So, you know, there's only one or two came back to thank Jesus. One, I think. One leper. 10 lepers, and I think there's only one. One that came back and actually thanked the Lord Jesus. And Jesus actually said, whoa, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? And this one came back to thank him. Now thank him like you thanked no one ever before. Thank him, and his favor will be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Shoot us an email, krciradio.com, and write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.